You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
If you want to hang out the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever seen, the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world, then new white Oxidol is the soap for you. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. The greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. Try it the very next time you plan to wash, even if the day dawns gray and gloomy. Because one of the amazing things about this new white Oxidol is this. Even when you hang your clothes inside, you'll get the whitest Oxidol wash in history. Yes, your clothes will wash whiter than ever before.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
And that wonderful new whiteness will stay in your wash for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxidol. Day after day, you'll button up your small son in shirts so white they sparkle. Week after week, you'll be proud to make your beds with such snowy sheets. And you can't help but notice the brightness in your colored wash, too. Those plaid cotton flannel shirts that are so practical for school. They wash like a charm in new Oxidol. You'll find it truly safe for washable colors. Now, your dealer has new white Oxidol now, so remember to get it. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, the Rushville Center folks have gotten sort of accustomed to the sound of Joseph's milk wagon galumping along through the early morning. This morning, though, the progress of the wagon has been just a little bit erratic. Because today, Joseph has a guest with him aboard the wagon, and the two have stopped frequently along the way to talk. The other passenger, of course, is Miss Ann Morrison, a very attractive, very exciting photographer who's come to do a series of pictures on America's typical town. And Joseph has pretty well laid bare his soul this morning, telling Anne of his former ill-fated marriage. Well, they've stopped outside the Fitz house now. It's about 6 a.m. Evie and Willie are still in bed, but, well, they won't be for long. Listen.
Hey, Mom! Pop! Hey, Pop! Mom, come on, wake up.
Mm-hmm. What?
Come on, Pop. Hurry up before it's too late.
What's too late, Junior?
Jeepers, you should see Uncle Joe. Oh, brother. Van Johnson the second, and I'm not kidding.
What's the matter? Junior, what's happened? Is the house on fire? Have you got a fever? What's happened?
Oh, no. Mom, I'm okay. Nothing like that.
What?
Maybe Uncle Joe's got a fever. Yippee!
Junior, what are you talking about, Junior? What's this about Uncle Joe? What time is it?
I don't know. 6 o'clock, maybe.
6 o'clock?
I'm busting into a person's sleep.
Keepers, talk. You're missing all the fun. Uncle Joe out on his milk wagon, smooching away like crazy. What?
Smooching what? His horse?
No, Miss Morrison.
Junior, you go back to bed. You're sleepwalking.
I ain't sleepwalking, Pop. Come on over the window and see for yourself. Come on. Jeepers, what a clincheroo they went into, him and Miss Morrison. Yikes! Come on and see.
If this is another one of your hysterical practical jokes, Mr. William E. Fitz, Jr., I'm going to fix you.
Oh, you can go back to bed now, Ma. You've waited too long. Uncle Joe's coming up the walk to deliver the milk already. Hi, Uncle Joe. Good morning.
Smooching with Miss Morrison.
Honest, Mom, I saw him.
Morning, Joe. Nice morning, ain't it? Well, I wheel the tar out of you as soon as I've had my breakfast and got some strength.
Okay, Mom, if you think I'm kidding.
Smooching at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Look out there to the curb at Uncle Joe's milk wagon.
What?
Is it or ain't it Miss Morrison out there in the wagon? Well, see? I wasn't kidding, was I?
Willie.
Huh?
Willie, come here.
Jeepers, you should have seen them, Mom. They was out there talking when all of a sudden, wham! Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Junior, go to bed.
Holy cow, Mom, I just come from bed.
Well, go do something. Get dressed.
Willie.
Yeah. Okay, I'm coming. So, around here, bedroom slippers develop feet. They walk away from where you leave them.
Wait a minute. Stand back. There's Joe. He's leaving now.
My toy.
Bye, Joe. Bye. Did you leave the same order as always?
The same order. So what order do you think he left?
How's Ma and Faith? He didn't hear me. It's her, all right, Willie.
Yeah?
Yeah, there. Can you see? Look at her. All done up in slacks and... That jacket must have cost a pretty penny.
Phyllis at the bowling alley say she's a looker, Pop.
She's a looker? Junior, what kind of language is that?
Well, that's what they say.
Since when have you been hanging around the bowling alley?
I happened to be getting a stick of gum out of the machine.
Well, anyway, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Up at 6 o'clock, snoop-dropping on your Uncle Joe.
I wasn't snoop-dropping, Mom. And anyway, that isn't a word. It's eavesdropping.
Eavesdropping, snoop-dropping. What difference does it make? You were peeking, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Ah, sweet potatoes. You don't even give me a chance to tell how it happened.
I'm not interested. But all right, if it'll make you happy, tell me. Then you can go get dressed.
Well, I got up at 6 o'clock like always.
Please, Junior, make it simple. Must you always make a production out of things you ain't writing a book? Evie, start the coffee, will
Jeepers,
you? I'm
if
hungry.
You just left... I was trying out that light meter Mr. Bulba Stacy gave me.
Yeah.
He's Miss Morrison's assistant,
yeah,
you know.
I know.
We know who
go
Mr.
Ahead,
Stacy
go ahead.
Is.
Well, I was trying out the light meter. Mr. Stacy said. He said I'd be able to take better pictures using a light meter.
Mm-hmm.
He let me use it. It's an old one.
Do you mind, son? Maybe your mother and I could sit down while you're getting to the point.
Okay. This is it. The big winder.
The big winder.
I was looking out the window. Uncle Joe drives up. I figure he'll get off the house as always.
Mm-hmm.
But no. He waits. 1 minute.
One.
Two. Three. Five. And then I see her. Yikes!
Yeah.
Uncle Joe with Miss Morrison. So they talk, and then, all of a sudden...
They kissed?
It didn't look like he had a cinder in his eye.
Yeah, okay, Junior. Now, go get dressed, will you please?
Okie doke. But who'd have thunk it? Uncle Joe, a real Clark Gable.
And close the door, Junior. I don't want any more of your Reeves snooping.
See you in church.
See you in church. Yeah.
Well,
that kid.
So you thought I was crazy when I come in the other night to tell all of you how Matilda and me seen her pick up Joe on the street down in front of the Rushville Center House.
Mm.
Come into the hotel to eat with him in his overalls. Oh, wait till Ma and Faye hear about this.
You ain't gonna tell them, Evie.
What do you mean I ain't gonna tell them? So this is an everyday occurrence, too, I suppose? He drives her around in his milk wagon and smooches?
You didn't see them smooching, did you?
So now your own son is a liar.
I didn't say Junior was a liar.
He said he saw him, didn't he? They kiss and smooch in front of our house. They do it in front of everybody else's house, too, don't you think? First thing you know, it'll be all over town. Joseph is smooching instead of delivering milk. We'll have a first-class scandal.
We won't have no scandal if we don't say nothing about it. Where are my shoes?
There they are.
Evie, we've done the Pendleton's dirty work for them long enough.
I'm not only thinking about the Pendleton.
Well, we ain't going to say nothing about this, Evie. We made enough fools of ourselves the other day running to Ma, telling her the Pendleton said there was talk around. Joe was seeing too much of Miss Morrison. Ma's right. So what if Joe is seeing Miss Morrison? Is that a sin?
Sure. Nothing's a sin anymore. Mm. Only for me to talk about it. That's sinful. Everybody's got to jump on me right away. It's all right, though. Kissing her on the milk wagon in broad daylight. That's fine. For children to see. What do we care if Junior grows up to be a moron? Is her old enough to be his mother?
Evie, Faye says Miss Morrison ain't no more than 30 or 31.
And how old is Joe? He ain't 31.
Look, Evie, we ain't gonna talk about this anymore. How many times did you and me kiss before we got married?
Are you making comparisons? She ain't the marrying type. You and me, we knew right from the beginning we were gonna get together, so... So, all right, we kissed.
Oh, and I suppose you never kissed a certain Mr. Abercrombie Blumenthal? Him that you never intended to marry?
Mr. Blumenthal and me, we had a very platonic friendship.
Yeah, platonic. So who's going to say that Joe and Miss Morrison ain't having a platonic friendship?
Platonic on a milk wagon at 6 in the morning? Maybe you and me, we got two different definitions of what it means to be friendly platonic.
Well...
For me, kissing ain't in it.
Yeah.
Of course, I ain't ever been in the genius department and know to Miss Sybil Urbach.
Now, how all of a sudden did a Miss Sybil Urbach come to life? She's in New York. Will you please let her stay there? And I didn't kiss her either.
Even the time he didn't come home till 3 o'clock from Fort William?
No, I told you, Evie. I told you a million times. A tire blew out. Well, don't laugh. A tire blew out. I had enough troubles without kissing. All of a sudden, Miss Urbach is here again.
Well, you brought back Abercrombie Blumenthal.
Well, I... Yeah, Evie, please. Like Ma said, let's not make any more mishmash of Joe and Miss Morrison. So, all right, they kissed. They kissed. So what? That's fine. Let them. They know skin off of my nose. Let's do like the golden rule. Live and let live. Her time will come. Miss Morrison will go away. So what harm will there be? All right, Evie, darling.
You're cute, Willie.
All right.
Yeah. What time?
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
What's that?
Sounds like Junior talking. I'll go see.
Yeah. Well, tell him to get dressed. I'm going to start breakfast.
Yeah.
So go look out of the kitchen, Pook. They ought to be there by now.
Junior!
Yeah, Pop? Wait a minute, Pook. It's my Pop. What's the matter, Pop?
Who are you talking to on the phone?
Poopy Davis. I just called him to tell him that Uncle Joe was kissing Miss Morrison. And if he looks out of his window, maybe him and his folks can see something.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
And that new Oxydol White is news. You'll have whiter washes than ever before with new White Oxydol. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Gives you the whitest wash in Oxydol history. Try it for yourself. Notice how white this new Oxydol is. But more important, see how white it gets your wash any time you use it. Rain or shine, new White Oxydol gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Yes, even when you hang your clothes inside, you'll get the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever had.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
And that wonderful whiteness stays in your wash, too, for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new White Oxydol. It's truly safe for washable colors, too. They sparkle with light. Now, your dealer has new White Oxydol now, so get some today. It's the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap. For a whiter, whiter wash. Well, it looks as though Evie's and Willie's resolution to say nothing about Joseph and Miss Morrison has gone for naught, thanks to Junior. Well, tomorrow, Willie learns that trying to stop such gossip is like trying to halt a forest fire once it gets out of control. But now, this is Charlie Warren, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol.